TV chef Tyler Florence lives way downtown in New York City, a short walk from the heart of Chinatown.
Yeah, so right now we're at the corner of Grand and Christie Street, which is full, you know, because this is where they start, the hustle bustle starts. So can you smell the ginger already? Can you smell it?
I'm mostly smelling shrimp.
Well, yeah, which is kind of cool, too. There's lots of great fish markets here, too.
Neighborhoods are where Tyler Florence finds much of his inspiration for food, neighborhoods around the world. But we're in his own neighborhood today. Street stands, open-air markets selling shoes and shirts and shrimp, whatever you need to sustain life. We are gathering ingredients for a lunchtime feast starting in a tiny restaurant called New York Noodle Town.
I'm just gonna hold, can I get a whole duck cut up, please?
Yeah. Now, why are we buying takeout duck?
This is delicious stuff. What we're gonna make today? Thank you very much. We're gonna make some pork and ginger shumai, and we're also gonna make a shiitake miso soup with steamed bass and udon noodles. We're gonna pick up. But I thought this is so great. Like, we're just gonna like buy this. I want you to try it. We're just gonna snack on it later.
Florence has a show on cable TV's Food Network called Food 911. He swoops in and saves hapless chefs from destroying dinner. But he also writes cookbooks. His new one is called Eat This Book, Cooking with Fresh Global Flavors. If you've seen his show, you'll recognize the dishy photo on the cover, the chef himself looking a little like a brooding Matt Damon. Our next stop, a long, cool room with a fog of flour in the air, the Hung Hop Noodle Factory, making noodles for 92 years.
We're going to walk in there and grab some udon noodles and some wontons. We're going to make some shumai, which are small little steamed dumplings.
What do you put inside them?
Shrimp, pork, ginger, some shiitake mushrooms. It's really nice. All right, so what you're looking at right now, it's we're inside of a noodle factory where you see those great little packages of wontons. This is where they make them, or one of the many shops here in Chinatown where they actually make these things. And they'll roll it out really paper thin in these huge machines, and they'll stack it up. And there's probably you know, 200 layers there. They're all cut by hand. So these are the Cadillac of wonton wrappers. Okay, so we got that, and then we're going to grab some big chunky udon noodles, which would be great too. So it's going to be the base for our soup, right?
The streets in Chinatown are cobblestone, narrow, and crowded. Brooklyn is just over the bridge. The Empire State Building is in sight, but right here it feels more like Beijing.
Okay, so we're about to walk into the Deluxe Food Market, which is right across the street. Right now we're on the corner of Hester and Mott. It's going really loud in there. It's really busy, right? So you got to stay tight.
Here we go.
Okay, so this is one of the great markets in Chinatown, and they have everything here. This is like the market that really kind of supports the neighborhood. Okay, so what we're going to do here is we're going to grab some ground pork. All right, you can grab some ground pork from these guys. And we're also going to grab, we're going to get here some ground pork, and we're going to get some ginger, and we're going to get some other produce.
The market is packed with people. Refrigerator cases are filled with fresh things you'd like to see at your local supermarket. But they also have other parts of the poultry, and I noticed bricks of pig's blood. Tyler Florence fits right in, shouldering his way through the crowd, shopping fast and talking faster. Florence grabs ground pork and garlic, and we're off to find the next ingredient.
Okay, so what we're gonna do now, we're gonna walk into this fish market, we're gonna grab some shrimp.
This is the fish market you like.
Yeah, this is a fish market I like a lot. It's right on the corner of Christie and Grand on the south side of the street, because I think the fish is the freshest. They usually have a really good selection. So we're going to grab some shrimp. We're going to grab some black sea bass that we're going to steam as well.
He is meticulous about his fish, poking his finger in the gills, inspecting, smelling, directing the fishmongers, and offering me words of caution.
Linda, watch out for the crabs, all right? Got to be careful, they'll bite you. So we got everything, right? So we got the duck, which we're going to snack on. It's really good. And we got everything for the shumai, which is going to be pork and ginger. And I got a little bit of jicama on there, which is with a little bit of crunch. And we got ginger, and we got some garlic, and some sesame oil, and some cilantro. I think those are going to be really nice. We got that. And
we got the wontons.
We got the udon noodles. We got the bass. We got the ginger. So now we're going to walk back to my apartment, and we're going to make some lunch. Good.
Back up Christie Street to Tyler Florence's third floor walk-up and into a big room with a flat-screen TV at one end and a sleek open kitchen at the other, a stylish mix of stainless steel and antiques. First, the messy stuff, shelling shrimp for the dumplings, the shumai.
OK, Okay, so what we're going to do with the shrimp itself.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you got a paring knife?
Okay,
paring knife. All right, so what you're going to do is you're going to take the blade and kind of hold it in your hand between your thumb and your forefinger.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but hold the blade against you. And what we're going to do is we're going to take the tip of the knife and stick it up into the shell, that space right there, okay?
All
right, and you're going to hold the shrimp and you're going to crack it open like a tin can, okay? All the way to the last segment. Kind of rock it back and forth like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. And then the shell comes off in one big piece. See that?
Yeah. What I was impressed with looking at the book was that there are some things that are exotic sounding, but when you start reading the recipe, they don't look like they'd be hard to do.
You know, cooking is something that's really sort of basic, and it's the one thing that all kind of ties all together as culture. The recipes, you know, when you travel around and you know you go to like Bologna in Italy and you watch someone make pasta, and then you go to south of France and you watch someone make bouillabaisse. It's the subtle nuances that make a big difference. And in my book, it's all the recipes are written as if you and I are having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So subtle nuances about how long you cook it down, or how thick the broth should be, or how how thin you should roll the pasta out, are all kind of well explained. So you really kind of get it as if I'm just kind of standing there right beside you and kind of talking through it.
Well, I one of the things you say in the book is you talk about before you fry something, say, you give it a 1-2 count.
Yeah, 1-2 count. Yeah, so instead of measuring a 1 tablespoon, and that was something I'd really had to talk my editor into, because she didn't understand, like, what do you mean a 1-2 count? I don't think anyone's going to understand that. But you get what I'm talking about, right? You hold the bottle up, we go 1-2, and then it's about 2 tablespoons. Because I think people are very intimidated when you start to talk about exact measurements with recipes, and it should be about intuition. It should be about something that you can just kind of think through and just kind of feel, because that's the art of good cooking is just sort of kind of understanding and really kind of feel what the food is all about.
Do you imagine that if you cook out of this cookbook for a few weeks, that you wouldn't necessarily look at the cookbook when you cook?
Definitely not. And let's just say you make the same recipe twice. Or you make the same recipe out of the book 2 or 3 times, and all of a sudden you own it, it's yours. I mean, for the most part, you might want to go back for a reference, but you'll always have it. It'll always be yours to
Might go back and look at the list of ingredients.
Yeah, but other than that, you understand the method. Okay, so we got about 2 pounds of shrimp
here.
There's
another one.
Yeah.
You're faster than I am at this.
That's right.
To say the least.
You guys should see this. I've got a pile. I've got about 50 shrimp shells, and I think Linda's got about 5.
That's it. You're right. I think I could do this faster with my fingers, which is how I've always done it.
I really am. Sorry.
Chef Lawrence rinses the shrimp and starts chopping ginger, Asian greens, and fresh shiitake mushrooms. We're sort of helping and snacking on that takeout duck, which is delicious.
And I'm going to actually grind this stuff up in a food processor, just make sure it's really well combined. But for the most part, this is it.
That poor mushroom never had a chance.
In goes the ground pork, the mixture to be stuffed into the delicate squares of pasta, the little silky wonton wrappers.
All right, boom. Okay, look at that. Isn't that great? They have this really beautiful filling. And it's not because we incorporated the egg white, it's almost mousse-like, Really soft. So when you bite into it, when you steam it and you bite into it, it really melts in your mouth.
You have 3 pepper grinders.
One's got white pepper, one's got coriander seed, and one's got black pepper.
I see.
So it depends on what kind of mood I'm into.
All of it goes into 2 levels of bamboo steamers, a tower set on a wok, which is already filled with simmering spicy soup.
A man and his sharpening steel.
Dull knife, dull chef.
Tyler Florence takes a knife to the fresh black sea bass, which will go in the top of the steamer with thin slices of ginger and sprigs of herbs.
Isn't that flesh beautiful inside? I think, right?
Beautiful.
Okay, so we're taking our the top layer of our bamboo steamer, right? We're going to add, sort of squeeze all our fish pieces in like that. And that's it. Boom. And we're letting the stuff cook up. And we got our starter, which is the pork and ginger shumai, so cooking away. And we've got our main course, which is our black bass, which is steaming with ginger, cilantro, salt and pepper, and a little bit of sesame oil. So the whole thing's going to take about maybe 12, 15 minutes to cook. All right, and we have our shiitake miso soup. We have a homemade dashi at the bottom, sort of simmering away, kind of give everything lots of perfume. And then we'll throw our chewy udon noodles on the bottom and make a soup out of the fish and the shiitake miso, and that's lunch.
The notion that if you get to know how to cook in another language or in another country? I mean, you've absorbed some of it?
I think if you can figure out a different culture, if you can figure out their food, I think you can figure out who they are. I think you can have a deeper understanding of who people are, you know, through the flavors from their country. And that's what I like to do, because, you know, for me, you know, cooking, it's not about reinventing the wheel and trying to concoct the newest flavor. It's about researching the oldest tradition and trying to make that as perfect as possible, about mastering the wheel, mastering the art of brilliant, simple cooking. And that's kind of what I do. But it doesn't really necessarily mean that it's going to take an entire day and leave your wallet empty and a sink full of dirty dishes. It's all about making something simple and perfect and beautiful. You know?
The lunch is now steamed and ready to eat and is, like Chef Tyler Florence just said, simple and perfect and beautiful.
So we'd take a chopsticks, dip our shumai into our little ponzu dipping sauce. Mmm, real good.
Very good.
Mmm. Mm.
Well, thank you very much.
I had a great time. I got my mouth full of shumai dumpling.
Tyler Florence talking and cooking, tasting and noshing in his kitchen in Chinatown. His new cookbook is called Eat This Book, Cooking with Global Fresh Flavors.
The fish is delicious.
Mm.
You can find the recipes for the food we made and see pictures of what it ought to look like on our website, npr.org.